Artif, how may I help you?
Yeah, Ruben, it's Charles.
Hey, Charles, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I mean, if we went with something like, you know, 80,000, could we extend the term on that past 12 months?
You know, I don't make those decisions, but I've literally asked already. You know, I don't know.
And how about getting you know, a better payback on that? If my payback, you know, if you're saying 55,000 and it's coming up to like 1350 a week, unless your math is off, and I'm at On Deck, I did my last re-up was 55,000, I think it was, and my payback is exactly 1253 a week. What I want to know is, do I actually have a little bit of a better deal than I think?
So you said you, well, I'd highly encourage you to pull your contract because
I'm going to pull it tomorrow. I'm going to be able to call them and send me back, you know, the contract or, you know, send me exactly what I have. And also I need to know my exact payoff.
Yeah, I mean, so you said it was 55,000 and a payment.
I know it's exactly 55,000. I did a 12-month. It's a 12-month payoff, and my weekly payment is $12.50 a week.
Yeah, I mean, I think $12.50 exactly, correct?
$12.53, yep.
Okay, I mean, I think what you're dealing with, and it's not a problem, is I think you've got a great relationship with On Deck, and the same goes for us, right? As you start a relationship with us, you're at a starting point. So each loan you've done with On Deck has probably successively been cheaper, which makes sense. It's like an existing customer. So to retain your business, they most likely lowered your rate each time and then waived those origination fees. With us, we're probably having similar product where we're not going to be as cheap as them because it's the first time out, but over time you can get a lower rate and more money from us. I think what makes our product different is that we give you options. So many of these companies, they only give you a yay or nay option. I'm just going to present you with a lot of options and say, hey, look, here's what I can do for you, and I'm going to also see if I can get you more money.
Well, let me ask you this. If we went with something like $80,000, we paid off everything, is there any way that you can get me a longer-term payoff, A, and a better rate, B, since, you know, the company can prove that I've already done a loan with On Deck, you know, three or four times?
You know, I don't, I think they just look at it as math, to be honest, and give you the best available approval. I've already asked, but I don't really have that much luck when saying, hey, look, give it 12 months and push to 18. I think there's some risk also involved in these loans, but the worst I can do is ask and to them to say no.
All right. Now, are you thinking that they might up it to 80, or are you just guessing and you got to go and ask them?
I've already asked them. I'm going to point out because they asked on your cabbage balance, so I have to point, that's the, one of their questions, what was the cabbage balance? Generally, the way,
yep.
I'm happy this loan's approved because generally the way this works is, if your loan balance is generally more than 50%, I can't even offer you anything. Usually that loan can't even work. And as far as I know, this has been approved, not using that scenario. So I'm just happy to offer you a non-second position loan because a first position loan is that much cheaper. I'm going to email you everything, and I think my email is going to clarify that, just to give you the numbers, whether if you don't get the $80,000 you want, there's, of course, it's your choice. But if you choose to do a second position loan, the impact on your cash flow will be much greater than a refinance. Just as an FYI, I'm going to draw you a complete
comparison. Well, what I'm trying to get down to, Ruben, is I'm okay with paying everything off and going with you guys. But A, I need a better deal, and B, I need a little more money. So I understand that right now, if I'm looking at a second position loan with you, and I'm already paying $12.50 a week, that means that I'm willing to potentially go up to about $1,600 or...
No, you're way above that because you're going to be...
Right, it would be about
It'd be $18.50 a week. It'd be closer to $1,800 a week.
No, I'm saying if I only did $10,000, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm telling you.
It'd be $100 extra a week.
No, it's 112. 112 times 5 is 560. So 560 plus your 1250, you'd be at 1750, 1810, 1812, plus your loan
for
cabin.
Yeah, you're
right,
about 1812.
Yeah, the data that
My thing is, so right, you're making my point for me. If you guys can get me a better deal and even pass it out a little longer than 12 months. Maybe we're looking at 16 months. And get me a better rate and a little more money to where I'm paying maybe $1,500 a week or whatever that number would be. But I get to net what I need to run my business, which would be probably an additional, you know, 13, let's see. That I would, you know, pay off everything and still walk away with about 30 grand. And knowing that I'm building my relationship with you guys, that would probably help me.
Well, Charles, I don't want to set unrealistic expectations. I know you spoke to another rep here when you called in. I'm going to ask, but I don't want you to be disappointed if I come back. You have to, just to share you some information on my side of the field, the fact that I can offer you, as long as my credit department didn't make a mistake and I'm double checking, but the fact that I can offer you a first position loan with this scenario is a great win. Because most customers in these... Hello?
All right, sorry about that.
Not a problem. So, I don't know what your loan with Cabbage is. Do you know what your daily or weekly payment is, or monthly? How do you pay them?
Yeah, it's actually a monthly.
Okay.
It's pretty cheap. You basically do. My first payment was $600 because I literally just took $2,000, so okay. I paid a big chunk of it.
Okay.
And then I took $4,300 more, so it's a quick payback. So my first payment is going to be $1,900 in August, and then it'll actually go way down from there. It'll go to like $1,000, and then $600, $600, $600, something like that, and then I'm pretty much paid off.
Okay, and just so you know, on the 12-month term, I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. I'm running numbers based on 252 days. Sometimes they'll like average out the last payment. They'll do like 248, but I'm just giving you 252 to give you an apples-to-apples comparison. Once you get my email, I think it's going to help you out because what it's going to show is, and like I said, I'm not incentivized. Just, you know, whether you take 10,000, 20,000, 6 months, or 12 months, my job is to get your loan funded, not to give you a certain dollar amount.
Right.
I have thousands of references.
I understand, but I'm telling you what I need to make it work worth my while. Now, the good thing is that A, I can pay off On Deck and not have them on my back, and B, pay off Cabbage, and then Cabbage would honestly let me take more money if I needed it.
And I think that's
paying it back so fast.
I think that's the nail on the head. So here's the reality. And My email is going to show you that, and this is all about cash flow. That's the most important thing.
The most important thing is funding material right now for me.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is, and we're just going to give you, I think, an apples to apples comparison. My goal is to get you as much money as possible because I think that's what's going to make you happy. But the first time out, you're going to see in my email that, and I'm going to give you option one and option two. Just to give you a comparison, if you take option one for 10 grand, and you don't have to take it, but if you use option one for 10 grand, it would increase. If you wanted to just net 10 grand right now, that's your whole, I want to net 10,000. That's what I want to do. Your weekly draw, not including cabbage, would go up to about 1,800 and change per week. If you used option two, so you would, your weekly obligation would go up to about $1,800 and change without cabbage. So plus cabbage. If you did option two, which is a better loan, as someone in the loan business, it is a better loan. There are no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It is a better product. That doesn't mean it necessarily works for you, but it is a better product because it's cheaper and longer. You would be looking at about a weekly cash flow of around, just to give you an idea, and I'm including my email, if you looked at it, you would be looking at a payment of about $260 a day, which, just to give you that, because that's a $52,000 loan. So just to give you an idea on that scenario, your weekly cash flow goes down. It's a better product because it's not doing that.
I thought
huge...
you said it was a $55,000, not a $52,000.
Oh no, it's a $56,000 approval. I'm just giving you a comparison. If you wanted to net $10,000, I'm giving you everything in writing.
Right.
If you said, hey, look, I'm exploring option A and option B. How does this work? Well, if everything goes through in funding, I'm showing you. If you use option one, you add on about $600. Well, option one, you keep your cabbage loan, you keep your ADAG loan, and you add on about $560 a month to your weekly expenditures. $560 plus $1,250 is about $810, $812, plus whatever you're paying to cabbage. If you use option two, you want to net $10,000 and just refinance things, you know, what would your weekly obligation go to? Well, your weekly obligation would go to about $1,280. So if you used option two, your weekly cash flow would go up by about $30 what you're paying right now, and remove cabbage. So it just shows you two different options.
So you're saying that with option two, if I only netted 10 grand, mm-hmm. then my payment is going to stay the same?
Pretty much, yeah.
And
you're
going
to... No, actually, that's not true. If I can use it, if you are allowed to use this approval, because you're almost refinancing debt, you're not getting that much funding, if you went to... it's all about what you want to net. I'm just giving you a side-by-side comparison. I'm giving you apples to apples. Green apple to green apple, no nonsense. If you use this option,
sorry?
I'm giving you the most apple.
What you just said?
I'm giving you an apples to apples comparison. Green apple to green apple. There's no funny business. It's the most straightforward comparison. If you used option two and it goes through, you're not actually increasing your payment, you're decreasing it because your cash flow is going up by about $30 a week, but you're removing your whole cabbage debt. So unless you're paying less than $30 a week to cabbage or $120 a week to cabbage, your payment's actually going down.
Right.
So I'm going to send you an email so you have everything in writing. And just the only thing to keep in mind here, I'm including my email, is that the estimates I'm doing are $252 a day. If they are adjusted to like $248 or so, I'll go over that in writing. But this should give you a very, very good cost comparison.
Right, but here's my thing though, Ruben. If I waited another month or so, I'm sure OnDeck is going to offer me something even better, pay off what I owe, and possibly pay off cabbage too.
Okay.
So what I feel like I should be getting refinanced at a much better rate. That's what I'm starting to think. You know, I mean, for me to refinance when I'm close to 6 months paid off, you see what I'm saying?
I think that there's a lot of people in our industry that go about earning their business by trying to like say bad things about their competitors. I think OnDeck would offer you something great, but sometimes it's being in the right time in the right place. And also, you know, the difference between us and OnDeck and a lot of the companies that reach out to you is we also do equipment financing. We specialize in the stone industry, which is, I'm guessing, something of value to you.
You're what? Say it again.
We specialize in the stone industry, so if you're looking for a relationship, you know, and someone, a company that actually is familiar with this industry, it might be a good avenue for you.
All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to call OnDeck tomorrow. You know, I definitely appreciate having these options on the table. I got to call OnDeck tomorrow and even figure out what I owe them and what was the original and then what was my payback.
Okay.
Just
are you?
If we're even comparing apples to apples.
Are you in front of a computer by any chance?
Go from there.
Are you in front of a computer?
Yeah, I'm in front of a computer.
All right. Can you open your email or two?
All right. Let me open my email real quick. Okay.
All right. Give me one second. Let me just click send here. I think my email is going to bring some clarity to the situation.
Yeah, but that second position load has not been much different than your factor.
No, Charles, it is. It's a 135 over 6 months. You have to equate time. We have a 128 over 12 months. That's twice as long, but less interest. A 135 over 6 months equals a 17 over 12 months. It's a much more expensive loan. Because the time value.
Right.
It's the time value. Having a 6 month loan as a 135, that's an expensive loan.
All right, doing option number two is $52,000. If my current balance, then I would net $10,000 and pay you guys $264 a day.
Yeah.
Which is about $70 more than I'm paying now. I don't know.
Your weekly cash flow would be $1,280. I'm just giving you a comparison. I'm not going to sell you a $52,000 loan because you probably want to net more money. That's the reality of the situation. You want us to give you more money in the longer term. I understand that.
Yeah, but
that.
Even raising it that $4,000 and going with your $284
mm-hmm.
times five, that's already $1,420 a week.
Yes, but
if that's already $170 more per week than I'm paying right now.
Correct, but if you go with option one, you're looking at $550 more per week. You're looking at a huge difference. I'm just trying to draw a comparison.
I appreciate that you guys have gotten me approved for $56,000. I can even take $52,000 if I wanted to.
Yeah.
The smartest thing for me is to call OnDeck in the morning and see what my payoff is, because that's going to see. I want to keep my loan very similar to what I'm paying now. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot and then add 12 more months, and then I'm going to need more money in a couple months.
Well, let me also give you kind of the heads up to that, right? So in this industry, and, you know, there are a lot of companies that do, well, it's not actually true because a lot of them have defaulted, but we do second position loans. Many companies don't. But many companies, once you have two loans, they won't give you any funding. You're too high risk. So probably refinancing is a better option for you, not because I'm caring to push you in either direction, but I live in the real world. A lot of our customers, look, you could get a huge project for an apartment complex. You could need $30,000. You might need to call us or another company and say, hey, look, I've got a loan with Bank of Cardiff, but I need a second position loan. that's a much better position to be in than having two loans and then calling someone and saying, hey, look, I need some more money. And here's the reason why. It's all about cash flow. So if you're leveraged at the tune of $1,800 and change per week or more, what if you take a $20,000 loan? Then you're looking at a huge leverage, because that's $270 a day. That's, you know, that's $1,350 a week. So if you take, I'm sorry, if you take the $25,000 loan, the $25,500, your weekly payment's going to be close to $3,000. It's something that you're not going to be comfortable with. And at that point,
yeah,
it's
gonna
be
that's
very,
why I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard. And so I think probably for just kind of the way that I see it is, if you have the option to refinance, and like I said, there's no push, you might be in a better position if you need, God forbid, or maybe good, you need some money in 3 months, that you can go to someone and say, hey, look, my weekly cash flow for debt is X dollars. It's within reason. It's $1,300.
So the thing is, Ruben, right when I get your money, I or the money from the credit, I literally need to pay off some material very fast.
What is your material bill?
I owe about $12,000 right now. I need to come up with that.
Okay. And so your point is, if I borrow this loan and I refinance, even if I use $14,000, I'm going to leave myself with effectively nothing, correct?
Exactly. Okay. And then if I literally waited, if I can wait another month and a half max, OnDeck can pay off what's left of Cabbage as well as themselves. They'll probably re-up better this time because it's my fourth time. And then I'm looking at, you know, maybe netting, you know, $25,000 and keeping my payment pretty close to the same.
Charles, my goal, you know, we have a lot of references. My goal is not to pass you in either direction. I encourage you to go to our Google Plus online and look at my email says Real Life Reviews. We do the financing for Braxton Bragg. We do it for Marble Services. We do it for Regent Stone Products. I'm sure you buy from some of those suppliers, correct?
Yeah, but the numbers are the numbers, Ruben. The numbers are the numbers. If you go back to your managers tomorrow and say, look, this guy is on the fence. He's actually considering going back to OnDeck. The only thing we need to do for this guy to make him happy is, A, get him a much better payback or whatever you call it, ratio, and, B, maybe get him a little more time, and, C, get him a little more money. And if you can do that, you might have a customer. Fair enough?
It's fair, but just the kind of the parting thought here is this. Pull your OnDeck contracts, but the way we work
pull it in the morning. I'm going to take a look at it in the morning. But Ruben, you got to go back to your people, and you're going to have to do a lot better than what you've done.
Charles.
They're going to have to give me a better deal. They're going to have to probably give me a little more money and break this up maybe over. And if you can do one out of three of those, which is probably – no, if you can do two out of three, which is a little more money and a much better payback, then I think we might have a better situation here.
Well, here's the feedback you're going to get from me, and hopefully you respect the honesty. We're not a high-pressure sales company. We've been in business 12 years. We know what's going on with the industry. People are being hyper-aggressive. They're breathing down their customers' throats with reckless
disregard. But the fact of the matter, numbers are still numbers.
Correct, but you're not. If you go to OnDeck, you're not going to hear us say, like, okay, that's a bad thing. We have customers that go back to their original partner, and they get the best offer, and that's fine. We're not here to.
So all I'm saying is you're going to have to go back, see if you could do better, come to me with your best offer tomorrow, and it is what it is. I'll make a decision. But at this point, with what you presented to me, I would be stupid. I don't care what your ratings are. I don't care that you're in the stone industry. I don't care anything right now except for getting the best deal for my company.
Okay, well.
You got to go back. See what you could do. See if there's any wiggle room. I'm not trying to play hardball, but I'm really starting to do the math, and you've helped me with that. So right now, doing that crappy payback of $10,000, adding an additional $560 a week.
Yeah, it's
that's
not
probably not the smartest thing for me to do.
That's my point.
Doing a $6,000 loan where I pay back Cabbage anyway. That's not going to be the best thing. And then refinancing the way it is right now. And literally netting $12,000 or $14,000, but having for another 12 months, and having my payback
raised about 170 per week. I think you guys have to do better than that for me to entertain doing something like that at this point.
Okay, I'll get back to you tomorrow. You know, if I don't get it, then, you know, you can make the best decision for your business. I can only do what I can do.
Tomorrow, see what you can do. I'm going to call. I'm going to find out exactly what my payback is for Cabbage and for On Deck, and then that'll help.
Yeah, what you want to request, just, you know, is if you're looking to move quickly, you want to get what's called a payoff letter. It's called a payoff balance letter that shows your exact amount. It shows the company letterhead, and it shows the date for how good the offer's by. So we'll say this payoff is good until X date, and it'll also name your company and you usually as an individual. Okay.
All right, sounds good, Ruben. I appreciate it. We'll figure it out. Okay.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
All right.